News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, students across the country are getting ready for the first round of CAO offers, which are out later on this afternoon around 2 p.m. We think Gemma Lawler, guidance counsellor at Tyndall College in Carlow, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Gemma. First of all, your advice to people who are, I suppose, nervously waiting for an offer or a lack of an offer this afternoon.
Good morning, Ciara. It's a tough day for people, a very exciting day. I suppose the good news is that about, 60,000 will be receiving an offer at 2 o'clock today. Everybody who applied to CAO will be getting an email. Those who are being offered a place will get an email and a text message if they chose to go that option. If they're getting two offers, if they're getting an offer in level 8 and in level 6 and 7, the level 6 and 7 will come in after the level 8 offer. The advice,
just for people,
I suppose,
listening, are level 8 degrees and level 6 and 7s are things like PLC? Is that how that works?
No, Ciara. Level 8 is a higher degree. It's usually a 4-year degree. And a level 6 is a higher certificate or diploma, or a level 7 is an ordinary degree, usually 3 years long. These are all in higher education institutes, for example, like the technological universities or the university.
So kind of a ranking of the different types of courses. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there are two different sets of choices that students made back in February. So they chose the courses that they would like to be considered for. And then they had to meet the minimum entry requirements. So that means they had to have the English level they needed, or the maths level they needed, the number of passes in their Leaving Cert. And then the points came into play last Friday. So the points went from the State Examinations Commission to the CAO. And the CAO put each person's points in rank order. So the students who were entitled to a particular course, who met the criteria, will be offered a place today. So if you're waiting for an offer, you will get the highest offer to which you are entitled based on your list of choices that you put
in. So you put in your 1 to 10 or what have you, and whatever you're eligible for. And we think, and am I right in saying this, that about 60% of students will get their first offer, their first preference, and about 80% of students will get one of their top three. Is that sort of, roughly speaking, what we're expecting?
That's normally how it goes. I mean, that there is, 15,000 courses available, and we had, 84,000 applicants. So if you do the maths there, it's kind of, but it depends on what you chose and what you went for.
What do students have to do if they want to accept, and what do students have to do if they don't want to accept what they're offered?
Right. So if you get your offer today, consider it carefully. If you want to accept it, you must reply by the 3rd of September, which is Tuesday the 3rd, before 3 p.m. 3:02 won't do, or 3:03 or 5 o'clock won't do. You must reply before that. If you do nothing, that place is passed on to the next person on the list. So it's either accept it or ignore it. But my advice as a guidance counsellor would be, look at the offer that you get today and assume that it is the last offer you're going to get for this academic year.
Okay, so don't hold off in the hope that something fabulous is coming next week or
whatever. Absolutely not, because if something fabulous does come in round two, you will be offered it automatically.
Okay.
But do not assume that today's offer is the final
Gemma,
offer.
If someone wants to defer, we hear about that kind of thing. Is there a process for that?
There is indeed. You contact the higher education institute, so the college that you're applying to, immediately. You contact them today if that's what you're thinking of. You send them your offer and you give them the reason. Generally speaking, you have to give them the reason why you wish to defer, and they will get back to you within the time frame, i.e. they will get back to you before Tuesday the 3rd at 3 p.m. and let you know if their deferral has been accepted.
And very lastly, we're hearing that because of, I suppose, the grade inflation as well, that there is a kind of a glut, it's not a very nice word, but a huge number of kids with high points up at the top, and that lots of courses, high points courses like medicine, etc., that they're going to be having things like random selection for their places. What do kids who get the 625 or what have you, what do they do if they are now thrown into a random selection scenario? Do they have any control over that at all, or no?
No, and I mean, it's an interesting word, control. You know, they've lost control as of the 1st of July. It really is how well they did in their Leaving Cert in comparison to everybody else. But you're right about random selection. You know, they did bring in a change in increments from sets of five a few years ago to reduce these incidents of random selection. But as you're right, though, at the very top of the scale, there's a higher chance of random selection. But it is purely random. There's nothing that can be done about it or either there. So okay. You hope for round two, round three.
Look, thank you so much for that this morning. That is Gemma Lawler, their guidance counsellor at Tyndall College in Carlow. And the very best of luck to everyone out there waiting for whatever they get offered later on today. And I do think, Shane, life takes all kinds of twists and turns. If you don't get what your heart is set on today, you know, maybe it's not for you, but there's also other ways always to do whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah, well said, Ciara. Absolutely spot on. Lots still to come here on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.